Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Calty with the sports news. Morning, Des.
Yeah, morning, Gavin. It was a good day for Irish golfers in the US. Very good day. Shane Lowry, back to his best form. He sits tied for third place after an impressive opening round at the Memorial Tournament in Ohio. And Seamus Power is just one stroke further back. Indeed, Rory McIlroy looked like joining Lowry on 3 under par overnight, but he had a disastrous last hole, a triple bogey, and it saw him tumble back to level par. The two players ahead of Lowry are newcomer Davis Riley, one of the last players out. He's on 5 under. Matt Wallace is on 4 under par. And a great start for Stephanie Meadow at the America's Open in New Jersey. She's in third place on 4 under par. Leona Maguire is 1 under. The leader, Lauren Hartledge, on 7 under. Now, in soccer news overnight, David Beckham says, "Sometimes we have to make the toughest decisions," after he sacked his close friend Phil Neville as coach of their American team, Inter Miami. They're bottom of the Eastern Conference of the MLS after 15 games. Wednesday's 1-0 loss to the New York Red Bulls was their 10th defeat in the past 13 games. Now, tonight's soccer action, the Premier Division leaders Derry City, will they host Shelburne, while second-place Shamrock Rovers take on Dundalk in Talla. The other games are Bohemians versus Sligo Rovers, Drogheda versus Cork City and UCD versus St Patrick's Athletic. The First Division leaders Galway United go to Bray Wanderers and Waterford are at home to Treaty United. Well, ahead of the Shamrock Rovers Dundalk game, which is live on TV tonight, Adrian Eames has been talking to Shamrock Rovers' Sean Kavanagh about a game to savour.
Yeah, it is, yeah, it's big game for both sides, I suppose. Every game is a big game now, but they're a good side. We're a good side as well, so it's in Talla. The pitch is obviously normally nice. You get a big crowd, so I'm looking forward to it. I'd say they are as well, so be a good game.
Back-to-back defeats, home to Drogheda, away in Cork last week. What do you put that down to?
I don't know, it's hard to put your finger on it, I suppose, but listen, teams are going to lose games, as you've seen all throughout this season so far. There's not much from, say, the top of the league right down to 6th, 7th, even 8th. Everyone's beating everyone. I think it's, for me, it's quality in the league. Every team is getting better and we need to get better over the last couple of weeks than we have been.
And I guess from a Shamrock Rovers point of view, it's about getting a level of consistency now, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, all teams are striving for that.
Yeah, no, everyone is trying to be consistent. But look, all we can do is, like I said, the last two games we lost, we're just trying to get back to consistently winning games, and hopefully we can start tomorrow.
Million. That's Sean Kavanagh there, and the game, as I say, on RTE2. And cricket was a tough day for Ireland and a tough day ahead at Lords. They go into day two of the test match with England 20 runs ahead. Ireland bowled out for 172. In reply, England 152 for one from only 25 overs, and they're well placed for a swift victory. In Gaelic games, Kerry make two changes to their team to play Cork in tomorrow's football championship game, with Paul Murphy and Adrian Spillane recalled for Dylan Casey and Tony Brosnan. And a familiar look to the Electric Ireland Munster Minor football final. It's Cork against Kerry again, intra-league. In hurling, meanwhile, it's a weekend of several finals, and looking ahead to them now in Hurling Nation is Donal Cusick.
Curtis Atarship, Galera New of Hurling Nation. This weekend, the Microwave Hurling Championship is a sus bug for the Leo McCarthy, given over to the development competition, so it gives us a chance to discuss those. We've the Christy Ring Cup, the Nicky Rackard and the Laurie Maher competitions, like the Joe McDonagh named after a great man who played in great teams. Hurling's tier championship is a good idea which falls short of being a great idea. For example, we had a wonderful Joe McDonagh Cup final last weekend. Carlow squeezed out Offaly. The scallion-eating people rejoiced just as they did when the Carlow won the first Joe McDonagh back in 2018. That's good, but it's also a problem. We've ebb and flow instead of development. Carlow have the Joe McDonagh won twice. Antrim have won twice. Kerry have been in the competition every single year. They've lost three finals, never been relegated, never even been in the bottom two. Westmead lost the first two Joe McDonagh finals. They won the fourth edition in 2021, but next year they're back in the Joe McDonagh Cup. The tiered hurling championship is a good system, but it needs to be better. Counties and hurling deserve a leg up. Hurling needs a long-term strategic plan with proper financial investment in an effort to create more top-level competitive hurling counties than exist today. In the meantime, enjoy the matches. Derry play Meath in the Christy Ring Cup final tomorrow. That's top of the bill in Croke Park. Meath are the form team and we're backing them for a win and promotion. The Nicky Rackard final pairs Donegal and Wicklow. We're thinking the cup goes to the Garden County. The Lowry Maher Cup is an international affair between Monaghan and Lancashire. Monaghan had a few points to spare when they met in the round robin in Birmingham, so they start as favourites. Finally, Sunday brings two cracking underage finals in Turles. Cork and Offaly meet in the under 20 final. Offaly have brought through many of last year's fine minor team. Cork have been hardened in Munster though. This might be a year too early for Offaly. At minor level, Clare and Galway meet. Galway's full forward line has been the talk of the championship, reminiscent of the Carter, Carey and Ronan days, and if they hold their nerve, that should give them the edge. That's all for this week, comrades. Enjoy the fair. Agus ar aghaidh leis na maith.
Garamagan Donlog will have all of those games tomorrow on Saturday Sport. In the French Open tennis, defending champion Iga Swiatek and Wimbledon winner Elena Rybakina underlined their title credentials with straight set wins yesterday. And it's derby weekend at Epsom. Today's action features the Oaks. Aidan O'Brien saved the last dance, heads the betting, and is racing at home at Down Royal and Tramore.